producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Ooh-wee. All right, how y'all doing out there? Happy Monday. Oh, my gosh. What a weekend. Is it just me, or is this the most exciting time of the year? Oh, my gosh. Okay, and I understand football's been pretty rough. My Dallas lost to the Eagles, which, by the way, me and Liz Watts from Fox 5 were going back and forth all night long talking about this, you know, during the game. I don't understand why overtime, both teams don't get a shot. Whoever wins the coin toss, right, receives the ball, then they make a play, and they score, and then so basically whoever wins the coin toss wins. Wait, what? Mind you, the Eagles did very, very nice, but oh my gosh, the Dallas should have won this one. Romo's coming back in 2 weeks. All I can say is it can't happen fast enough. All right, but that wasn't the biggest kicker of it all. My little baby boy, my Brock baby boy, had his bar mitzvah this weekend. Dee! I know everybody's like, oh my gosh, did he bleed? No, that's a circumcision. No, that's completely different. A bar mitzvah, no cutting. No. Circumcision we do when the kid's days old. Bar mitzvahs we do when they're 13. It's when they become a man. Okay, all of a sudden, I don't know, I'm scared. There's supposed to be all this puberty coming like really, really fast right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got razors and deodorant. I don't know when it's supposed to hit, but God's supposed to come and do the whole, you know, puberty lightning bolt soon. But yeah, he becomes a man. And you know, I was kind of explaining to the congregation what that means. Cause I mean, honestly, a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, you know, do I need to, you know, wear a face mask, helmet? I mean, you know, what happens when all this, and you know, it's the process. To become a bar mitzvah man, it's hard. First, you got to learn another language. Okay? You know, Spanish, that's pretty easy for me. That was easy for me to pick up. But Hebrew was very difficult. Okay? And still, most of us don't know how to speak it well. Then you got to not only know how to say it, you got to sing it. La, 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 la. You got to know how to sing the stuff. And you got to sing it right. Then you got to do it full of a congregation of hundreds of people. And then, as a bar mitzvah, you got to deal with two parents, if you have two of them, that are going absolutely crazy to set up the party of your lifetime, which is like a wedding. So then you have your parents running around like crazy. And I mean, it's pretty overwhelming. And I think my boy did it with style. And when I had to give a speech, you know, to him, you know, I told him, I go, look, you know, not only have you demonstrated the maturity and responsibility, which a lot of kids do when they do this, you know, and get to this point, but, you know, you don't need us now. I could drop your butt off anywhere in the city of Las Vegas and know you're going to be fine and be able to take care of yourself. And be able to make it. And now we need you more than you need us, especially since Medicare, you know, and Social Security are all going to be, you know, completely bankrupt later. So yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to kiss up. And so, you know, I'm honored to be your mom and I hope you still keep me your mom. And, you know, you can see him like, oh, really? I have a choice now, you know? So it was pretty overwhelming. So when I went to check on him this morning, he was still at the house, so he didn't flee. But it was, I don't know, it was just very, very exhausting. I love religion and I love family. But 1 weekend's enough. I mean, it was a lot. But that wasn't the thing that struck me most, okay? We had the event at the Westgate Hotel. Westgate Hotel, for many of you guys not very familiar with Las Vegas, it used to be where the Las Vegas Hilton was. Remember the Las Vegas Hilton was one of the biggest hotels in the world, you know, back in the 70s and 80s and yeah, all right. So it was their beautiful hotel. But I went to play a couple hands of blackjack. I rarely gamble, rarely play. But when we stayed there, we took out a room. They had these little coupons, a $10 match. Now, for any of you guys that like to come out to Vegas and gamble, get those match coupons. So basically, if you bet $10 and you throw that coupon on there, $10 match, it's like you're betting $20. Now, if you lose the hand or you lose the bet, you lose both the coupon and your hand. But if you win, it's like it was a $20 bet. So I decided to sit there and play some blackjack. Yeah, I won a little bit. I won. And I quit really fast. You got to quit. You know, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away. You got to know when to run. I don't know where I heard that from, but yeah. Okay. Thank you, Kenny Rogers. Anyway, but this struck me very odd. I was sitting next to two people, and one was counting on their fingers. We were just playing blackjack. And she was struggling counting the 9 and the 7. And I saw the dealer, you know, luckily he was patient, you know, and he helped her out. But I don't think the dealer's allowed to tell you what you have, you know, in case you're wrong. And I was like, okay, maybe, you know, I understand the cards are a little confusing. And then the guy next to her, a couple seats down, so they weren't together, he kept miscounting his cards. So he got his head, then he put his cards down, and then, you know, okay, you know, dealer shows his, and the man had 22 two different times. Well, you lose on 22. Now, either A, he was faking it, going, well, maybe the dealer won't notice and I'll win anyway. I hope that's not what you guys are doing. If you bust, just throw your cards, okay? No cheating. But I really think he didn't know how to count either. And again, listen, I've been living in Vegas since the 80s, early 80s. So, you know, I've, you know, definitely seen my share of roulette players, craps players, blackjack players, but I just found it so odd, and I don't know if there's any dealers out there that are noticing this, that people can't count what they have. And, you know, what's going on with our education system? They both look like they were in their older 20s. And again, I'm not saying this to make fun of anybody, but I was so shocked, and the dealer even seemed, no, you have 23, you have 22. Yeah, and I know he wanted to say, and no, they were American. They, no language barrier, nothing. So I don't know. Just the next time you guys play blackjack, just notice that and see if there's people out there that can't count or add up their cards. I thought that was pretty frustrating. Yeah, I won $30. I ran. Once I won $30, I was like, that's it. I could buy, you know, extra toilet paper and tampons for the house. I'm a happy girl. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You're going to love this next story. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, big, big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. I know Tom is so sweet. Big thanks, to, honestly. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. You guys, I don't know how sweet you are. I mean, I really haven't met you all. I'm assuming you're cool because you know how to listen to good radio. And thank you for following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is an interesting story. And you know, I'm having trouble kind of, you know, confirming the veracity of all this, but it's a story that's been hitting global headlines. There's a Chinese man out of Beijing, 28-year-old, who has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. But he's always wanted to have a wedding, which kind of surprises me because most men don't like getting married and don't like the whole wedding type of thing. So that's one reason why I'm starting to doubt this story. I don't understand that. Most guys, no, trust me. The wedding, maybe wedding night, but really a wedding is not something they fantasize about. But anyway, this Chinese man wanted to experience the, quote, full splendor of a wedding before he died. But, and this is cool, he didn't want to subject somebody to the grieving widow, role. He didn't want to subject somebody to that sort of devastation. So what he did is he purchased a sex doll. Okay? Listen, he's dying. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Dresses the doll up, gives her the wedding gown, the tiara, the wedding of any of our girls' dreams. I mean, just beautiful. Pictures. The pictures are gorgeous. The dresses, the earrings, the makeup, but it's a sex doll. She's got the sequins. She's got the, you see her getting dressed and getting ready, and she kind of has a look on her face where she's, I don't know what sex dolls look like, but this one, she just looks kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of going with it type of thing. And, I mean, she still looks plastic, but the dress was beautiful. And we don't know what kind of cancer. He had this wedding with her. I posted it. I actually wrote a little piece for Jerry Doyle's Epic Times. A lot of you guys have already responded saying, you know, look, the guy's pretty smart. You know, nobody, you know, talking and yelling at you. And you know, I was like, you know, no mother-in-law. I mean, unless sex dolls come with a mother-in-law, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, maybe he has it right. I don't know, but it was interesting. It's a shame that, you know, he has terminal cancer, but, you know, good for him for making his dreams come true. I just don't understand why a wedding is, I mean, even me as a girl, I really never fantasized about the wedding. I fantasized about being married and finally being able to have sex. That was what I was fantasizing about. I was like, oh man, you know, what else is going to be, you know, I know. What am I supposed to do? Is he going to love me? Is he going to... But walking down the aisle, I don't know. I just never fantasized about that. Maybe it's because I have a different type of family and a different type of friends. You know, a lot of people, they have fantasies, okay? Not only is it them going through that fantasy, but they fantasize the audience, right? Okay, so you're like Evel Knievel, you know, jumping over buildings, okay? You think of the crowd cheering. You're in a concert. The crowd cheering. I fantasize about getting a Oscar, okay? Like I'll, you know, be holding my shampoo bottle and I'm in the shower going, oh, thank you. My husband's like, what? Who are you talking to? I'm like, no, I'm getting an Oscar. Leave me alone. Yes, I understand playing opposite Michael Fassbender was very, very difficult, but it was a very rewarding role, and I'll do another movie with Michael Fassbender anytime. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, I already have my whole, you know, speech, written, but part of that fantasy is an audience of Brad Pitts and George Clooney's and Steven Spielberg's going, oh, Dr. Dahlia made it funny. Oh, boy, I need to use her for my movie. That kind of thing, right? Same thing with the wedding. You're walking down the wedding, and part of that aisle and that fantasy is, well, having my dad or having my mom, having my friends cheer me on, having my... I just grew up in a much different scenario, you know? You know, I love my mom and dad, but... And, you know, my dad may rest in peace. But, you know, them... You know, thinking about them, the fantasy would always ruin it. You know, because my mom always yelled at me, my dad always yelled at me, and, never, you know, they always, you know, were pretty critical about stuff. And so that wasn't a part of the fantasy. And then my friends. I mean, my friends were a bunch of drunk... I don't know, bobbling guy, and again, I love them dearly, but you try to imagine them in your fantasy, and it just completely ruins it too. So I never fantasized about the wedding. I just fantasized about the groom and the bartender. Okay, so anyway, okay. 1-877 Talk Dolly. I don't know how to end that. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Okay, let me see what I got here. I got some more good stories. Oh, come on. I'm working on this. Okay, here we go. Eating charred meat is bad for you. We talked about this. People who eat large amounts of meat cooked at high temperatures over an open flame are susceptible to getting kidney cancer. Animal muscle, which is meat, by the way, cooked at high temperatures produces the heterocyclic amines and the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, I heard Dr. Dolly talk about this. Yeah, every time it's Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend and you guys are getting ready for barbecues, I bring this stuff up. The heterocyclic amines and the polycyclic aromatic carbohydrates, they are hydrocarbons. What they do is they cause changes in DNA that can increase cancer risk. That is why I cannot stand when my husband, you know, throws steaks on the grill outside. I would rather do it in a pan or slow roast them. I cannot stand charring. It just bugs me. Population studies have not found a definite link between cooked meat and cancer in humans, but they did very detailed food questionnaires, and they found that increased consumption of well-done, fried, or barbecued meats is tied to an increased risk of cancer of the colon, pancreas, and prostate. I don't know where I got that there's something like barbecue. I wonder if that was on Sesame Street, instead of barbecue. All right. By the way, BBQ was probably one of the first, not emojis, but barbecue. You know how people do LOL or WTH, that kind of, yeah, barbecue was one of the first. Acronyms, maybe? I don't know. Okay, so MelQX, okay, are mutagens. And these mutagens cause kidney cancer risk. And MelQX is one of the heterocyclic amines that they found by high temperature cooking. So this study by Dr. Wu, Dr. Zifeng Wu of the University of Texas MD Anderson, okay, in Houston, said this is also the first study to look at genetic variants along the consumption of these carcinogens in relation to kidney cancer risk. Researchers compared the dietary patterns and genetic risk profiles of 659 people newly diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma, 699 people without cancer, and these cancer patients tended to eat more red and white meat, barbecuing. Now, I know some of you guys are like, okay, wait a second. You don't talk a lot about renal cell carcinoma. How the hell do I know if I have that? A lot of times you don't. I am sick and tired of finding patients with renal cell carcinoma. And by accident. And it blows my mind as a doctor, okay? It really does. No blood in the urine, no pain, but something else was going on, like a possible gallstone attack or something like that. And they'll say, incidentally, we find a left tumor on the kidney. And I'm like, whoa. Now, one thing I had done years ago, which has allowed me to pick up renal cell cancer, or the start of it, even though I know Obamacare companies would hate me for this, is a lot of people come in with gallbladder issues on the right, okay? Or elevated liver enzymes. So you could order a liver ultrasound or gallbladder ultrasound. I just order an abdominal ultrasound so the kidneys get in there. If you're going in for a test, and I understand it's going to be, it's going to be more expensive, but it's not going to be that much more expensive. So I don't just order right upper quadrant or liver. I order abdominal ultrasound. This way the kidneys get looked at. Okay? And then when the kidneys get looked at, then, sometimes they go, well, we see something, get a CAT scan. And that's how I found, cancer. And then every now and then you do have a person with some trace blood in the urine. So I follow it up. Yeah, you still got some blood. Let's get you to the urologist. Then do an ultrasound or a scan. And that's another way we pick it up. But it's scary because most blood in the urine, it's nothing. It doesn't mean you're having kidney cancer. But sometimes that might be the only sign. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, we're finding that Christmas time is being celebrated a lot differently these days, and I'm actually kind of confused by some of the displays. I guess there's a mall, I'm trying to remember where it is, where they made such a, I don't want to use the word politically correct, but they made such a inert type of Christmas display that you just see all white, kind of maybe plastic marble, and then there's Santa in a white chair. No trees, no reindeer, no snowman, no gifts, just all white, which is Santa sitting there. And Starbucks has been in the news. Apparently a pastor is blasting Starbucks because Starbucks' cup, it's just a red cup with the green Starbucks woman on it. Let me see. Who is the pastor's name? I'm trying to see if I can see the pastor's name. I have a quote here. An Arizona-based evangelist, Dr. Fennerstein. I think in an age of political correctness, we become so open-minded, our brains have literally fallen out of our head, according to Joshua Fennerstein. He thinks, he has started an anti-Starbucks rant. Do you realize that Starbucks wanted to take Christ and Christmas off their brand new cups? That's why they're just plain red. Alright, so I'm looking at the cups. I mean, they're bland, but I mean, I gotta tell you, this is one, and mind you, I'm Jewish. This is one of my favorite times of the year. I want to see the nativity scenes and the reindeer and the, and I love Christmas time. This is so beautiful. You know, and maybe it's because as a Jew, we're just taught that, you know, no matter where you come from and who you are, you know, whether you want to join our flock or not, you know, just be good. Okay, you know, be good, you know, do good for others, you know, you want to give, you want to be, benevolent, you want to forgive, and it's a beautiful time no matter what. And I get kind of nervous when I see, like, for example, here's a quote and they're bringing up Jewish people. Alright, one commentator says, Starbucks is trying to remain neutral and be culturally sensitive to everyone by leaving them blank. You are offended that they don't say Merry Christmas, but Jewish people would be offended if it only said that and not Happy Hanukkah. Okay, I mean, thank you for coming to our defense, but no. Okay, the Jews don't mind Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. I mean, these are the holidays that are among us. These are very, very beautiful holidays. Easter, Passover, Arbor Day, Lag BaOmer, Tu B'Shvat. There are so many different holidays around there that as a Jew, and I can't speak for everybody, I don't want everything just gray out there. Okay? Enjoy. Be proud of who you are. So what? Now we can't have the Puerto Rican parade in New York, or a St. Patrick's Day parade because somebody's going to get insulted? Please, don't do it for us Jewish people if that's what they're doing it for. I think what's happening is nobody knows who they're going to tick off, and they don't know who they're going to upset. So they're just going to be as plain as possible. Okay, I'm decorating a Christmas tree today. Oh, my gosh, I love the Magical Forest at Opportunity Village. So the Dr. Dahlia Show has a tree. So later this afternoon, I'm going to go, and we're going to decorate the tree. And, oh, it's going to be awesome, although it's going to be nighttime by then, so I don't know if I'll get to see or take good pictures. But, but I'm making it more of a medical theme. And I have to admit, I had to hesitate and make sure I wasn't ticking anybody off and making anybody feel sad. Like, you know, sometimes we have like little band-aids up there. I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to put a cast or crutches because somebody could get upset with that. So I got a bunch of teddy bears, Dr. Teddy bears, a couple little x-ray things and little heart things and whatever. And, and I think I can make it festive and beautiful without insulting anybody. But it is still a Christmas tree, and I am proud of it, and it's beautiful. And that's what this season, these are some of the symbols of the season. And I just don't know if we as a country really, really want everything all gray and, I don't know, industrial and no personality or spark or pride or whatever. You know, I'm not Puerto Rican, but I love the Puerto Rican parade. All right? It's awesome. All right? This type of stuff is just, I think it's what makes America, America. We want to experience other cultures. I forget the street in San Diego. Is it San Diego or L.A.? Where it's like a Mexican village. And you go there and you embrace that stuff. So what? You're going to say, wait a second, I don't see anything here from Holland. No. Let people celebrate. It's not hurting anybody. And oh my gosh, really? We can't have a snowman. We can't have a Christmas tree. So I'm really kind of nervous at how we're going to see, the decorations. And I can't speak for all Jewish people, but this Jewish girl loves seeing Santa, loves seeing all the beauty that the Christmas decorations bring. And so please don't do it on my account. Okay. I want the stuff. Please bring it back. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, peanut butter. I don't know if this is the time of year to eat peanut butter, but peanut butter is definitely in the news. There is a peanut butter called Steam, we've talked about this, that has 170 milligrams of caffeine per serving. And they say it could pose a danger to people who eat it, not realizing how much of a jolt they're actually getting from it. And Senator Charles Schumer has now warned everybody, saying this may look like an ordinary jar of peanut butter, but it may cost the same as a jar of peanut butter, but it's more dangerous than an ordinary jar of peanut butter. There is a new caffeinated product that has gone to where no previous such product has gone before. Sorry, there's a typo. I had to mentally fix the news article's typo before I could say it. So it's called Steam. It's sold in a handful of Massachusetts and Connecticut stores. But Schumer, Democratic Senator, U.S. Senator, is worried about the effect it will have if it becomes more readily available and called on the FDA to regulate it. The FDA does not require the amount of caffeine to be listed on food labels, so this stuff and other snacks can have a lot of caffeine that the consumer won't even know. I know, can you imagine if my peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch had that? Oh, I could totally get through the day. If they allow it, it could spread to all kinds of other snacks, even popsicles, candy, and things that kids eat. We need some regulation. The FDA to let everybody know that they're not asleep at the wheel about the high levels of caffeine being infused into our snacks. Look, what the hell do you guys expect companies to do? You guys are ripping on the fat content. You're ripping on the sugar content. You're ripping on the salt content. They need to sell a product. So what's the next thing that everybody wants? I know I'm yawning too, just at the thought of needing the caffeine. What everybody wants is something that will give them a pick-me-up. For a lot of us, it was the Hostess cupcakes. And it was a Twinkie. And many people were like, oh, no, we're gaining weight on that. So what else will give us a pick-me-up that won't make us gain weight? And that's why caffeine in all the various forms is going to just explode in terms of consumer consumption, okay? And so sorry, I haven't had my caffeine, okay? I'm going to maybe be a little redundant with some of my words. I just can't wait for caffeinated gum. Oh, my gosh, I need some. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, we're finding that Christmas time is being celebrated a lot differently these days. And I'm actually kind of confused by some of the displays. I guess there's a mall, I'm trying to remember where it is, where they made such a, I don't want to use the word politically correct, but they made such a inert type of Christmas display that you just see all white, kind of maybe plastic marble, and then there's Santa in a white chair. No trees, no reindeer, no snowman, no gifts, just all white with just Santa sitting there. And Starbucks has been in the news. Apparently a pastor is blasting Starbucks because Starbucks's cup, it's just a red cup with the green Starbucks woman on it. Let me see. Who is the pastor's name? I'm trying to see if I can see the pastor's name. I have a quote here. An Arizona-based evangelist, Dr. Fennerstein. I think in an age of political correctness, we've become so open-minded, our brains have literally fallen out of our head, according to Joshua Fennerstein. He thinks he has started an anti-Starbucks rant. Do you realize that Starbucks wanted to take Christ and Christmas off their brand new cups? That's why they're just plain red. All right, so I'm looking at the cups. I mean, they're bland, but I mean, I got to tell you, this is one. And mind you, I'm Jewish. This is one of my favorite times of the year. I want to see the nativity scenes and the reindeer and the, and I love Christmas time. This is so beautiful. You know, and maybe it's because as a Jew, we're just taught that, you know, no matter where you come from and who you are, you know, whether you want to join our flock or not, just be good. Okay, you know, be good, you know, do good for others. You know, you want to give, you want to be benevolent, you want to forgive. And it's a beautiful time no matter what. And I get kind of nervous when I see, like, for example, here's a quote and they're bringing up Jewish people. All right. One commentator says Starbucks is trying to remain neutral and be culturally sensitive to everyone by leaving them blank. You are offended that they don't say Merry Christmas, but Jewish people would be offended if it only said that and not Happy Hanukkah. Okay. I mean, thank you for coming to our defense, but no. Okay. The Jews don't mind Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. I mean, these are the holidays that are among us. These are very, very beautiful holidays. Easter, Passover, Arbor Day, Lag BaOmer, Tu B'Shvat. There are so many different holidays around there that as a Jew, and I can't speak for everybody, I don't want everything just gray out there. Okay, enjoy, be proud of who you are. So what, now we can't have the Puerto Rican parade in New York, or a St. Patrick's Day parade because somebody's going to get insulted? Please don't do it for us Jewish people if that's what they're doing it for. I think what's happening is nobody knows who they're going to tick off, and they don't know who they're going to upset. So they're just going to be as plain as possible. Okay, I'm decorating the Christmas tree today. Oh, my gosh, I love the magical forest at Opportunity Village. So the Dr. Dahlia Show has a tree. So later this afternoon, I'm going to go, and we're going to decorate the tree. And, oh, it's going to be awesome, although it's going to be nighttime by then, so I don't know if I'll get to see or take good pictures. But, but I'm making it more of a medical theme. And I have to admit, I had to hesitate and make sure I wasn't ticking anybody off and making anybody feel sad. Like, you know, sometimes we have like little band-aids up there. I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to put a cast or crutches because somebody could get upset with that. So I got a bunch of teddy bears, Dr. Teddy Bears, a couple little x-ray things, a little heart things and whatever. And, you know, and I think I can make it festive and beautiful without insulting anybody. But it is still a Christmas tree, and I am proud of it, and it's beautiful. And that's what this season, these are some of the symbols of the season. And I, you know, I just don't know if we as a country really, really want everything all gray and, I don't know, industrial and no personality or spark or pride or whatever. You know, I'm not Puerto Rican, but I love the Puerto Rican parade. All right. I it's awesome. All right. This type of stuff is just, I think it's what makes America, America. We want to experience other cultures. I forget the street in San Diego. Is it San Diego or LA? Where it's like, Mexican Village. And you go there and you embrace that stuff. So what? You're going to say, wait a second, you know, I don't see anything here from Holland. No. You know, let people celebrate. It's, you know, I mean, it's not hurting anybody. And I mean, oh my gosh, really? We can't have a snowman. We can't have a Christmas tree. So I'm really kind of nervous at how we're going to see, you know, the decorations. And I, like I said, I can't speak for all Jewish people, but this Jewish girl loves seeing Santa, loves seeing all the beauty that the Christmas decorations bring. And so please don't do it on my account. Okay. I want the stuff. Please bring it back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Peanut butter. I don't know if this is the time of year to eat peanut butter, but peanut butter is definitely in the news. There is a peanut butter called Steam. We've talked about this. That has 170 milligrams of caffeine per serving. And they say it could pose a danger to people who eat it, not realizing how much of a jolt they're actually getting from it. And Senator Charles Schumer has now warned everybody, saying this may look like an ordinary jar of peanut butter, but it may cost the same as a jar of peanut butter, but it's more dangerous than an ordinary jar of peanut butter. There is a new caffeinated product that has gone to where no previous such product has gone before. Sorry, there's a typo. I had to mentally fix the news article's typo before I could say it. So it's called Steam. It's sold in a handful of Massachusetts and Connecticut stores. But Schumer, Democratic Senator, U.S. Senator, is worried about the effect it will have if it becomes more readily available and called on the FDA to regulate it. The FDA does not require the amount of caffeine to be listed on food labels, so this stuff and other snacks can have a lot of caffeine that the consumer won't even know. I know, I'm like, can you imagine if my peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch had that? Oh, I could totally get through the day. If they allow it, it could spread to all kinds of other snacks, even popsicles, candy, and things that kids eat. We need some regulation. The FDA to let everybody know that they're not asleep at the wheel about the high levels of caffeine being infused into our snacks. Look, what the hell do you guys expect companies to do? You guys are ripping on the fat content. You're ripping on the sugar content. You're ripping on the salt content. They need to sell a product. So what's the next thing that everybody wants? I know I'm yawning too, just at the thought of needing the caffeine. What everybody wants is something that will give them a pick-me-up. For a lot of us, it was the Hostess cupcakes. And it was a Twinkie. And many people were like, oh, no, we're gaining weight on that. So what else will give us a pick-me-up that won't make us gain weight? And that's why caffeine in all the various forms is going to just explode in terms of consumer consumption, okay? And so I know, sorry, I haven't had my caffeine, okay? I'm going to maybe be a little redundant with some of my words. I just can't wait for caffeinated gum. Oh, my gosh, I need some. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.